Wrangell School District Superintendent Richard Rhodes recently attended this year's Southeast Conference in Ketchikan. The conference covered a number of topics from economic development, fishing, mining, marine transportation, to education. Rhodes sits on the Workforce Education Panel and gave a presentation on what Wrangell schools are doing right, which Rhodes says can be seen in the test scores.
You just can't argue about the scores. When you look at the reading scores in third grade, sixth grade, and ninth grade with 90% or more being proficient, those are just fantastic scores. And the staff prior administration just did a great job of continuing that growth and building that piece. And then if you were to take a look at our third grade scores, our exit scores, they're all 90% or more proficient or advanced, and that just really creates some great readers and writers and mathematicians. So we're real excited about the prep work that you see in the academics.
Rhodes says during the summer months, the district does their part to offer students who are out with parents fishing the ability to continue their learning with distance education programs. He says unlike many other school districts in Alaska, summer reading levels actually increase in Wrangell. And he says this is a trend many Southeast school districts are following.
It takes a lot of people and a lot of contributions, and a lot of people have given a lot of time, both through the Chamber of Commerce and through the library and through the city, to make sure things are equal for kids and all kids have an opportunity in Wrangell. And that shows by 94% of our kids going on to college.
He credits programs like the library's summer reading program, the one-to-one laptop program in the high school, and the Power School program, which gives parents access to their kids' class scores. He says community and family support is important when it comes to a successful education, and says this kind of support in education has the potential to spur overall economic development and job growth in the community.
And so we're starting to have a little bit of dialogue about what does vocational education look like in Wrangell and what kind of support. You know, Woody Wilson's been working on that for a long time, and he's got a great vision of a medical direction of medical staffing support. And, that is an awesome thing if we can move forward and do something similar to that.
This year, Rhodes says there's going to be a major focus on communication skills and overall relationships between students, staff, and members of the community. One key focus is on bullying. Rhodes says they received a $14,000 grant this year that will go towards tackling the issue with a number of speakers and seminars that focus on tolerance and mutual respect.
There's always things to work on. And we're doing a great job with these test scores, and we want to keep those going. We've got a great staff and great community, great kids, and we just want to continually improve.
The Wrangell School District has already been visited by actor Oscar DeGruy, who holds youth workshops on tolerance and respect. Rhodes says more speakers are scheduled for December and in March. In Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.